Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Shocking how far this so-called Equality Act actually goes. It covers what's called Q. We're going to be talking about that on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this so-called Equality Act is back. The House and the Senate are trying to rush this through. There's a lot of information on our website, lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. Send your facts and your petition. It is urgent that everyone listening to this program take action now. Don't think somebody else is going to do it and it'll all be solved. This is a serious threat to freedom across the country.
Well, you know, we talked about this last year. The same thing came up, the same bill, the same content. And because of people, you know, praying and acting, it was not passed. But here we go again, just like a bad nightmare, it's back.
Yeah, so in the House, it is a slim margin of Democrats. This is being pushed by the Democrats, by the way, and it's part of their top agenda under the 2021 agenda. And in the Senate, it's 50-50, with the tiebreaker being the vice president. But the Senate also has some things called the filibuster, which means that you need 60 votes. But the Democrats are going to try to get around that in the Senate because they don't have 60 votes to break the filibuster to ultimately vote on the underlying issue. Bottom line is our team, our staff in Washington, D.C. are on this on a regular basis. But you need to have your voice heard, lc.org/HR5. Now, let's talk a little bit about how far-reaching this is. First of all, for the first time since 1993, when the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was overwhelmingly passed by both the House and the Senate, signed into law by the Democratic President Bill Clinton, this bill says it doesn't apply to this particular issue. In other words, religious freedom is out the door. It says you cannot use the Religious Freedom Restoration Act as a defense to the application of this law. Churches and nonprofit organizations and religious schools, K through college, are covered by this with regards to dorming, sports, all kinds of teaching. You know, your kindergarten teacher, your Sunday school teacher, whether you perform weddings, you have to perform LGBTQ events as well, even in your church. It is incredibly far-reaching, but this particular bill covers what's called LGBTQ. The Senate uses the word queer, and that's its term for the word or the letter Q. Now, what does that stand for? Q oftentimes stands for questioning. You don't know whether you're lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. You just don't know. You're confused. You don't have any idea. So it's a floating kind of amorphous moving target, because the person who's, quote, protected by the law doesn't know. So how do you respond to that is the question. The other aspect is queer, which is neither lesbian, gay, neither bisexual, nor transgender. In other words, it's not a person born of a biological sex who wants to identify as the opposite sex. It is a universe in addition to that, and it encompasses everything. Now, it also would encompass what's called minor attracted individuals.
So legalizing pedophilia is what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's the euphemistic term that is now being used for what we always called pedophilia. Mm-hmm. There's a group called Before You Act, and this group is not some know-nothing group. It is a group that works with academics. It has conferences on college, university campuses, has professors that are PhDs and others who are moving forward with this kind of information about minor attracted individuals. And what do they say about this? They clearly indicate that it is just another sexual orientation and that minor attracted individuals ought to be protected. Before You Act, the founder of that committed suicide and died at a very young age. He is someone who pushed this idea, and this is not just limited to Before You Act, this academic outreach to professors and others across the country, but it is a movement called Minor Attracted Individuals, meaning that the orientation to have sexual attractions to minors should be just as protected as LGBT, because it is also part of what you would call the Q. And so this bill, so-called Equality Act, H.R. 5, would in fact protect that, would in fact give statutory protection. And if you had somebody in your church, listen to this, in your church, because churches and schools are covered, including kindergarten, pre-K, foster care, daycare. If you have somebody in your facility, daycare, children teaching them or caring for them, and you got somebody who says that they are a minor attracted individual or minor attracted person, meaning that they have sexual feelings, desires, maybe they actually engage in sexual activity with minors, if you say no, you can't be around these young people, that will be a violation of the so-called Equality Act, subjecting you to a lawsuit from the United States Attorney General and private lawsuits from the individuals that you are, quote, discriminating against.
You know, Matt, this turns my stomach. So you're legalizing sexual abuse toward children. They'd be legalizing sex trafficking. I mean, this is unbelievable that we could do this to children and it'd be legal.
Yeah, the group Before You Act, let me just give you a few statements from this group. And again, a lot of this is on our website, lc.org/HR5. Some of these statements come directly from the Before You Act group. No one chooses to be emotionally and sexually attracted to children or adolescents. Does that sound familiar? They're using that same language for attraction to minors. Attraction to children becomes a central part of their identity, that group says. And this is not isolated to this group again. Minor attracted people are not dangerous or deviants. Referring to minor attracted people as pedophiles or a risk to children stigmatizes them and is not in the best interest of children or society. Now, this particular group also says that the goal is to change society so that their desires are no longer at odds, quote, and that's their words, with society. And the person that I mentioned who was the group's, actually he was a spokesperson, Paul Cristiano, was a registered sex offender. And he ended his life at the age of 39. Before his death, he stated that the group encourages pedophiles to, quote, openly acknowledge their feelings and desires, close quote, within the organization. And certainly he wants to give legal protection to that. So this is not, again, some group that we just found on the internet. Look, we've had somebody actually attend their conferences who specializes in this area. The conference was conducted at Johns Hopkins University. They conduct conferences all over the country, and they are working on the academic level. This is not some off-the-wall, well, it is off-the-wall in that respect, but it's not some non-essential, non-important group that we just found on the internet. This is an ongoing group that's working every day to legalize pedophilia, what they call minor attracted individuals. And H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, will do just that. And churches, schools, daycare, pre-K, K through college, foster places, renting in your home, not just if you have a number of apartments, but you've got a specific room in your home because you live in a college area and you want to rent the room, a basement, someplace to a college student, all that's covered. You're working online, you're selling a few items on eBay, you're making Christmas ornaments or other decorations, you're selling them from your home, you're covered. This particular bill is incredibly far-reaching. And amazingly, Holly, it says religious freedom will not be a defense. Now, it's also a pro-abortion bill as well. If you remember a number of years ago, Hobby Lobby won 5-4 so that they wouldn't have to be forced to give abortion-inducing drugs and devices under Obamacare to their employees, and they won it using the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Hobby Lobby having that same lawsuit today, if H.R. 5 would ultimately pass, would lose.
This would normalize the deepest, darkest, demonic acts you could ever imagine.
So this is urgent, friends. This is not hyperbole, and it is moving fast, and the members of Congress need to hear from you. Go to lc.org/HR5. Send your facts and your petition right now, lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.